This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
Let us continue our study of Psalm 37. Verse 23 reads, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." Those that are pleasing in the sight of the Lord are those that are allowing the Lord to order his steps. It is one who is delighting in the laws of God. You know, some folks see the Bible and see God's word as rules, as that which is contrary to the way they really want to live. Rather than seeing the Bible as that which gives life and that which gives hope and understanding, the Bible is seen as something that hinders one from really living the life he wants to live. But the one who is pleasing to God, the one who lives a life that is in unison with the Lord and his ways, are those who seek to be living a life that is based upon the instruction of God, the orders of God. His steps are ordered by God. And notice Psalm 1 in verse 2, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." That is the man who is blessed. Not only does one who lives by the Bible please the Lord, but likewise his life is blessed. He lives a life filled with blessings, with joy, with peace, with hope. And although he may fall, he will never be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand, as it states there in verse 24. Although physically he may come into ruts and difficulties, when he goes through struggles, when he goes through challenges, trials in his life, it is in these moments where Christ is most exalted through his life and through these difficulties. Paul states this in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 10. "Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." In all of these moments where it looked as though Paul was cast down, when it looked as though Paul was going through so much physical persecution and distress, 2 Corinthians 11 verses 23 and following, he was not. He was strong with the Lord, because the Lord was upholding his hand. The Lord was with him. The Lord will never leave us nor forsake us, Hebrews 13 and verse 5. And so we see then the one who is living by the word of God, delighting in the laws of the Lord, walking based upon God's instruction, even when he is going through persecutions, going through outward struggles, going through physical difficulties, the Lord upholds him because the Lord is his strength, not these physical circumstances and surroundings. Notice verse 25. "I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed." You know, those who seek to do the Lord's will seek to give and give and give. A life of a Christian is a life of sacrifice. Paul tells the Romans in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, that they ought not to be conformed to this world, but they ought to be transformed by their mind. In verse 1 there, he's telling them that they need to be presenting their bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. To sacrifice is to give. And so by one giving himself to God, one then gives himself to his fellow man. Galatians 6 and verse 10, we learn that we are to do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. So one is continuously seeking to be benevolent toward others. But there's never going to be a time by doing such that he's going to run out of resources, because he's never going to become poor by being rich toward others. No, it's just the opposite. He is going to become rich by being rich toward others. That's exactly what the psalmist is saying. He's saying he's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth. Although he is being merciful, although he is giving, although he is lending, he is not ever in need. Rather, he is blessed. Rather, he is being provided for and taken care of. Notice what Paul tells the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. In verse 6, he says, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. But he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." You know, when we think about doing good as a seed, then we can be more provoked to do good and be benevolent and give more and more and more. A farmer doesn't go out and say, I want to hold in this seed. I don't want to plant too much corn. No, he plants as much seed as he possibly can, and that seed is then fruitful and bears a great amount of fruit. He doesn't withhold his seed. He tries to give out as much as possible, and he yields crop from it. Well, doing good, being benevolent, giving to others is the same way. Rather than thinking, I don't want to give out my goods, I don't want to give out my money, I don't want to give out of my time, because if I do so, then I might not have any left. No, by giving it out, the more and more fruitful it will be. He who sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. The psalmist states, "I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." We are never going to be able to outspend God. We are never going to be able to outdo God. The more and more good we do, the more and more giving we give, the more and more money we spend for the Lord righteously, the more and more fruitful we will be. We're going to continue Psalm 37 in our next lesson.